10 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. It feels like a big week in Michigan with restaurants and bars reopening, stores reopening. It just feels like everybody's kind of cautious, dipping their toe in carefully, but things are beginning to come back, including down in Marine City at the Sweet Tooth. Joining us right now from the Sweet Tooth of Marine City, Todd May. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. How have you been, and how's this whole pandemic experience been in Marine City at the Sweet Tooth?
Let's just say we never want to do it again.
None of us do, that's for sure.
It's been a new learning experience for us, for sure.
Well, it has for everybody, and it fascinates me to see how businesses have really had to not necessarily reinvent themselves, and you still do what you've always been doing, but the way in which you do it. I mean, you really have to kind of pay attention to everything top to bottom, don't you?
Correct. We are adapting to new ways of doing everything around here. For instance, here, technically, we have added a new walk-up window. When we were just curbside service only starting on May 1st, we added a brand-new window to the front of the store so we could actually serve ice cream out the window versus carrying it outside for every single order. Those things, you know, with just we redid the entire kitchen, had to flip-flop everything, had to take our birthday party room away and make that storage so we could have our kitchen in a back area so we could accommodate the guests in the front.
Were you closed for a period of time? How long did you have to shut down,
if at all? We did close. We closed on March the 23rd until May 1st.
Okay.
When the governor said life-sustainable businesses should stay open, some people may think candy and ice cream is life-sustainable. I didn't think it was necessary. We were considered a specialty grocery store, so we could have stayed open. But, you know, it's just one of those things where we're on a fine line of whether to be open or not. So we chose to close down until May 1st when they said that we could start doing, like, retail could start doing curbside service and different things like that. So
I bet people have been excited to have you back, haven't they?
Yeah, it's been a little crazy. Mainly, most of our business comes right from the front window, so 85% of our business has been coming from the window. Our candy sales have gone down, but our ice cream sales have gone through the roof because we normally do about a 55% ice cream sales. Now we're doing 75 to 80% ice cream sales.
Wow. Well, that's big. What other changes have you made to the business?
You know, for accommodations, we did a lot for accommodations for the guests itself. We put up all the new plexiglass around the counters and around the ice cream area. We had to mark our social distancing. We made cute little, you know, suckers, stickers for the floors. We've actually supplied gloves and masks to the guests that don't have them when they come in. It's one of our requirements here is that we actually ask our guests to wear a glove when they're touching any of the scoops or the candy products itself, just so there isn't a cross-contamination, you know, a possibility of it. Most people are very receptive to it, which is great. But, you know, we spend a lot of money on gloves and masks just to accommodate the guests that don't have them.
And these changes aren't necessarily going to be temporary. I feel like a lot of these safety things that businesses like yours have put into place, plexiglass and social distancing, gloves, things like that, that's going to be here for a while, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I think we're going to continue with the gloves. It makes a lot of sense, you know. Unfortunately, hand sanitizer still is not available for people to just get it. We're looking at hand sanitizing stations to come in also for when the guests walk through the door. Those won't be available till mid-July through the company that we get most of our supplies from. But, yeah, it's one of those things where I think we're going to have to adapt to a new normal.
Yeah, well, everybody seems to be doing that. I mean, it's either that or go home, and nobody wants to see that happen with our local business, especially the Sweet Tooth. And you're a big part of the Marine City business community, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We are. We're a big draw to downtown Marine City.
And I think this summer, and maybe it's already started a little bit, I think that our local downtown communities are going to be busy because a lot of people want to travel and want to do things, they don't necessarily want to travel far or out of state.
Well, I'm hoping so. I mean, we have a great clientele for our locals that have given us so much support. Even when we were getting ready to close down, people were coming in and buying like $100 worth of gift cards and that just to use in the future, just so we could have some money. They realize that, you know, it's a with small businesses, most of us live on a month-to-month basis. And when it got down to it, we were living to a week-to-week and a day-to-day basis, and it gets a little scary for us all down here. I think for any town, you know, if you don't have the resources and the support from your community, you know, it can be a little scary, and you may not reopen. That's the unfortunate thing. There are some businesses that may not reopen. And they are integral parts of their community also, but they just can't do it.
One thing that I know about Marine City from the times that I've been down there and talked to you and other business owners and community leaders, Todd, is that there is a real sense of community there. I mean, business owners look out for one another.
Oh, we sure do. We, you know, it's kind of like the popcorn paradise that's next to me. During the Easter time, we actually had a lot of pre-orders for Easter baskets. And, of course, everybody prepared for Easter, not knowing this was going to happen to the extreme that it did. We actually went and got all their popcorn products that they had already made and incorporated into our Easter baskets that we had already pre-ordered. So we did a 3 days at Easter where people came and picked up all their Easter baskets from us, did it all curbside. Everything was ready to go for them. But we incorporated other businesses. We started incorporating Marine City Marketplace and Beer Grace next to us and putting their products into some of our baskets and just to get everybody's name out there. I think the big thing was is that we all needed to stay relevant during this time. That we wanted people to remember, you know, that we're still here, you know.
Yeah, I think that those communities, you know, like Marine City, that have, you know, strong business communities and you know, that sense of togetherness, they're the ones that are going to survive and do well.
Yeah, I sure hope so. I mean, there's no word of any businesses here in town that are actually going to shut their doors because of this. It's a struggle to come back. You know, I'm grateful that there was those grants and opportunities out there that we could take advantage of, you know, such as the PPP and everything else, that that if we do it right, it's supposed to be a forgivable loan, which is great, you know, that it will help some of us out a lot.
Yeah, that's huge. That's a big deal. I'm glad to hear that you're hanging in there and surviving and reopen and adapting because that's important. I'll stop in for some ice cream next time that I'm down there.
Good. We have lots of it. This week was a kick for everybody down here also because of the fact is that on Monday the restaurants could open. But since Monday, we've been inundated with those water moths just everywhere. So it's just you can't enjoy the outdoors on the water because the moths were flying everywhere. It was a little crazy here last night.
Yeah, get rid of them and get back out on the water.
And then the flies come, so we're ready for anything now. Might as well bring the locusts down this year, too. 2020 has been a stellar year.
Wouldn't surprise me. You never know. Todd, I always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck. We'll
talk
to you soon.
Thank you, Paulie. Have a great one.